Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. Today also, with wishing that the world will be a better place to live for everyone, I would like to broadcast the Dharma Talk. Well, the religion, either West or East, has a similar subject. For example, a Christianity subject is that the humans who were burned out from the Eden, the heaven, by the God, and how to turn back to the heaven. Well, by the Jesus crucified, instead of humans, before the sin of the humans, and therefore, by having faith to Jesus, a human would be able to return back to heaven. This is a subject. What about Buddhism? What I mean, Buddhism is here, Mahayana Buddhism. There's a word in Buddhism, everything were out from the Dharmakaya, and everything will return back to Dharmakaya. Dharmakaya is the one aspect, emptiness aspect of the great spirit of the universe. Therefore, it means that everything were produced from the great spirit of the universe, and all beings are in a journey of the samsara. Samsara means that die and rebirth, and so of the six suffering world, including human beings, hell, or all those hungry ghosts of those worlds. And we are in a journey to find out how to turn back to Dharmakaya, great spirit of the universe, which is symbolized by the story, one of the story of the Lotus Sutra. It's a famous story that one very wealthy father took his young son, quite young son, I don't know, 7 or 8 or 5, to the festival. He lost his son. Son went out from his father, lost the way, and were not able to find them, each other, in a festival. And also the young son was not able to go back to the house, so he had to live by himself with being beggars, and for 50 years he had to live as a beggar. And after 50 years, one day his father found his son. And with the other people who works for him, he tried to catch his son. I mean, he tried to go to his son, but the son escapes because he was lived as a beggar for many years, and he forgot where he was from. So who came to the wealthy people run after me is just scary. Didn't know what's gonna happen. So he asked one of his workers and sent his worker to the son and told the son, you want to come and work as the cleaning toilet man. And the son preferred to work as a toilet cleaning man than the beggar, of course. So he went to his house and he started to work as a toilet cleaning man. And sometimes his father wear the toilet cleaning man clothes and worked with the son. And years after, a little by little, the father let the son promotion. And in the end, he became even like the main worker, main man, secretary of his father, and the top guy of the house. And one day, he announced to everybody, this is my son who I lost for many, many years. And told his son, you are my son, all the property of this house is yours. This is a story of that where we belong to. All of us are in a journey of the as a lost boy, lost child, forgot where we were from. So great spirit of the universe send us to remind us where we were from. Send the people like Jesus or the masters of the whatever the spirituality, the Buddhist master, to remind us who we are, where we were from. The story of the Lotus Sutra of the father and son is that how we forgot our potential. What father said to his son, all your property is yours. The property what he meant is our potential. And what potential we have. By the way, we were sent out from the Eden or the pure land, which means infinite joy, another name of the pure land, which is heaven in Buddhism. When we sent out, we were told, go and finish your homework and come back. What is our homework? The homework we were given, and those are to make the world, human world, a better place, and to light the people's heart more brightly, change the heart of the people. The meaning that we were given those homeworks, it means that we have ability to do it. To make it this ability, we need to realize the ability to do this. This means that, let's say, we have the ability to receive the great love of the great spirit of the universe, for example. How? Well, there's the word okunen in Buddhism, which means to concentrate your mind to the Buddha with the love feeling. If you concentrate to the, for example, if you concentrate to the mind, be mindful to Buddha or God or great spirit of the universe with a love feeling. If the visualization helps, visualize it. And if you concentrate, you could feel the sensation of the great love that warms the energy, embrace your body and heart. And it's even if as you more concentrate and as you more leave your ego conscious, this embrace will be strong as it melts your heart and body and lose border of self and others. We human beings have this ability to do. And when you receive the sensation of the great love, automatically your internal great spirit, which means appears from you within you, and the great love springs out from you warmly, and you can transfer this to other people and let other people have this body sensation that the warmth and power of the great love embrace other people and make it stronger, and it even they could feel the heart and body start melting, and they can even lose the border of self and others. This can make other people very relaxed, peace, and of course feeling happy. Now is the time that human being will start awakening this potential, and with this potential awakening we can start have the spiritual revolution in a human being. Religion of the either East or West, subject was how to reunite the human and God, or Buddha, or great spirit of the universe. It was the Bible or the Sutra. Now it's also the flame of hope can light people's heart warmly. May you and people around you and people in the world awaken the potential of the sensation of the feeling, the great love, the warmth, be embraced and feel peace and the state of the happiness and live the happy life.